Jeff Weltman, general manager of the Toronto Raptors. The Raps, of course, will be back on the court tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. We'll have that game on Sportsnet 590, The Fan on Sportsnet 1. I'm very proud. I've gone the whole show calling the Nets the Brooklyn Nets and not the New Jersey Nets. Tip-off will be just after 7:30. Jeff Weltman joins Stephen Brent and myself. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this.
Guys, thanks for having me once again.
Be honest, do you still call them the New Jersey Nets at any point? Accidentally?
All the time.
Okay, good.
I want to make accidentally? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm not the only one who does that. Hey, how important is it for this team right now after beating Boston to put a little room between yourself and the Celtics? No one's going to say you've got easy games in the NBA, but let's just say that for the next four nights, these appear to be winnable games.
Yeah, guys, I mean, that conversation, just the way you finished that sentence, is kind of why, this is where we need to show our professionalism and not fall into these kind of trap games. And there is just a natural human nature tendency to get up for the Bostons and then say, okay, we took care of business, now we can kind of relax a little bit because these next few teams don't have the same sort of record and we're not competing with them on the same level. These are the games that determine how good you're going to be later in the season. Marks your professionalism, allows you to develop guys. And so it's very important to come out with the right approach tonight, the right focus. And obviously with the standings being what they are, you look back on these games later and you kind of wish we had played harder this night or that night. So it's all about that face, as one of my old coaches would say, and that professionalism that we show.
You know, Masai was on the station yesterday and talked a lot about that there's lots of, if you wanted to have a trade conversations, there's lots of conversations to be had right now, that there's certainly people who are willing to talk. But when you make the for this team where it is right now, kind of in its evolution, what is that conversation? In terms of short term, long term, risk and reward, you have to be very honest about kind of where you are, don't you, before you if you take those kind of risks?
That's such a great point. That's the most difficult thing, and that's where we all can get into our own heated debates. And you do have to be honest. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and figure out how good are we, and are we ready to kind of push our chips to the middle of the table. One thing that I can tell you as we go through this process now, and we still got a month, and we're still trying to understand who we are as a team and get our guys healthy and everything. But one thing that I think we all feel strongly is, we're not looking to add a mercenary. So even if we were to trade for a win now guy who's an older guy or an advanced stage in his career, that's the guy that we're hoping to be able to keep. So I don't think that any of us want to kind of bring in a mercenary and say, let's just see what we can do this season and then figure it out this summer afterwards. So even within the kind of win now scenarios, you do want to kind of extend your window and think forward.
And Jeff, in some ways, aren't you guys almost obligated to wait and see what Jared Sullinger brings? I mean, not to turn Jared Sullinger into LeBron James or anything, but you got him for a reason in the offseason. Aren't you almost obligated to wait and see what he does to the rotation and to how you look on the court, in the fourth quarter of a 5-point game before you make another move?
Yeah, 100%. And you're right. First of all, Sully's getting close. So we all are very eager to see what he can add. And like you said, we brought him in for a reason. And what Sully does as well as most anyone in the NBA is rebound the ball. And that's where we've had an issue. So when you can add a guy who's a top 10, top 15 rebounder, he's got hands, he's got an IQ, he's a great teammate, great kid. When you can add a guy like that in effect for free, since basically we haven't had him yet, you do kind of wonder, like, where are we now and where are we with him before we kind of look to move pieces around? So there's no question that that's a big part of our evaluation.
I wonder, when you're talking about that calculation, how significant is it, or, how relevant is it when the gap you're trying to bridge is, say, if you're a non-playoff team trying to become a playoff team, that's one calculation. But if you're where you guys are right now, which is, a team that went to the conference finals, but the gap you're trying to bridge is between you and not, just any conference champion, but the LeBron Cleveland Cavaliers. Does that factor in the specific nature of who's there right now and what that gap is?
Always. I mean, that's a daily conversation. That's a daily conversation. And that gets right back to the point about Sully. You know, there are minutes to be filled into our game execution, and there are needs that he brings. And so where are our strengths and weaknesses compared to those of the teams that we're trying to chase or hold off? And so Sully really is a fit. On paper, he's a fit. So obviously we need to see it before our eyes and see how it plays out. But as we continue to kind of like dwindle down the days to the deadline, that's definitely something that we're going to be focused really intently on.
You know, Jeff, one of the things I really liked about that win over Boston was the way that Jonas was able to contribute on the floor when the game went small, when both you guys went small and when Boston went small. Now, I know part of it is because, you know, Al Horford in some ways was on the court, and that sort of gives it a little unique, you know, it makes it maybe plays into Jonas's hands a little better. But what about Jonas's game suggests to you and Masai and Dwayne that he can be a consistent contributing factor when the game goes small?
Well, we've seen it, you know, and it's within him. It's just, guys, it's such a long, long season, and there's so many peaks and valleys. And, you know, we went through a little rough patch, and, you know, some people can attribute it to the schedule, some people to whatever, to travel. But at the end of the day, man, you know, these guys are going to, no one's going to have 82 perfect games. And so, you know, guys who care a lot and work hard, when they go through a little struggle, they get down on themselves and they beat themselves up a little bit. And they need to have this kind of, they need to see their hard work kind of pay off once in a while. And so really a good game for JV, not just to do it in a night when we really needed to win, but also just for his own sake, just to see like, okay, I got this. Mm-hmm. And, so I really think there's no formula like just looking at the history. And so we know JV can do it. He was huge for us in the playoffs last year. He's you know, a relentless worker, and he's a tough kid. And so he just needs to kind of like feel himself a little bit and get himself back to where he was. And hopefully that's the first game. And you know, as he starts to string this together a little bit.
So how do you help him make that something that happens? You know, as you say, the season's long. There are going to be dips and peaks for everybody, every player, every team. But, you know, how do you bring that out of him, you know, and get him closer to his ceiling on a consistent basis over a long season?
Well, from our standpoint, from our seats, we just have to support him and know that, you know, let him know that we believe in him as a person more than anything else. You know, from the coach's standpoint, that's obviously they're in a different seat, and they need to be studying certain places where they can target another team's weakness and kind of get him into a game and get him into a flow. And so we're probably looking at it from two different angles, but mostly from an organizational standpoint, man, we just need to let JV know that we believe in him, that we know he's going to bounce back, and most importantly for him, just keep working. Don't get down on yourself.